I'll tell you what, if you need skip tracing, if you need a stakeout, if you need same-day service to anywhere in Churchill, Lyon, Washoe, or any county in Nevada, Reno Carson Messenger has your back, and they're going to get it there same day. Call Jono, call Stephanie, call Phil. They'll get it for you. It's 322-2424, Reno Carson Messenger Service.
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the House of Chaos. It's the worst little podcast in the world. I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd, here with my co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. In the house, we've also got the intern, what's his name? Fake Rick, still around. He hasn't died yet. But I'm excited to introduce to the show Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame and Jamie Crush.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. How are you this week? I had a great goddamn motherfucking awesome time at Mary Anarchy
this
weekend.
Me too. I'm feeling good, Rory.
It was a good,
real good.
There have been a lot of successful Mary Anarchies. There have been a lot of good Mary Anarchies. This has been one of the best vibes and successful Mary Anarchies, I want to say. Just my takeaway after 2 days at the Jub Jubs.
Some phenomenal artwork brought in and really just like in the last week,
Natalie Lynn, the black and white with the clown nose.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff.
Congratulations,
I know this, but
Felix.
There might be people out there that don't know what Mary Anarchy is, and they might feel ashamed to ask. So,
no,
just in case
okay.
anybody doesn't know.
We've been talking about it for 2 weeks on the show, if you're a loyal listener. Yeah, but if you're just tuning
you're
in,
a loyal
for,
listener, we talk about it every 6 months.
For Jamie Crush or Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame, Mary Anarchy is a biannual 2-day festival we hold at Jub Jubs. Usually about 30-plus bands in 2 days, where we are raising money, cash in a hat, to hand to a local musician, artist, person in the community, a clamper, a brother, a nurse, somebody we know who's fallen on hard times, whether it be financial difficulties, medical bills, or some sort of crazy accident in their
life.
But
anybody can go, right? You don't have to really...
You
don't
have
to be biannual.
But we are. But you don't have to be. But we are. We're going to be biweekly soon, too.
But we help out another dickhead in the community. We can't take care of people's bills, but we can give you cash to help you with your groceries and your clothes and your gas money for the time being.
Yeah,
and
but don't hit us up. We pick.
We successfully, this is our Mary Anarchy 12 for our May Mary Anarchy. 12 years since the lovely Marianne has passed, Marianne Soda. We do this in her honor. And it's also been, 4 years since Sister Jess Blaze also passed. This year was for somebody else.
And
tight.
Reverend Gary Setzer, who our friends in the room know.
Remember,
we did one for him.
Yeah.
When he had cancer, yeah.
Gary. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. It was for Gary, and then he passed, so it was for his estate afterwards and associated costs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it helped her out a lot.
And probably to get him another bike, too, because I'm sure that's what he wants.
But, you
well,
know,
the good news is people stole those bicycles when they were at the wake. Somebody came in and stole some of Gary's rad bikes from Julie.
No
she just
shit.
Got them back recently.
Fucking right. A.
Yeah.
God
she saw him rolling around town, and somebody called her. They went down and got him.
It was goddamn awesome. Karma. You think you can wait it out, but Reno never sleeps, motherfuckers.
I've always thought it would be totally worth getting my shit stalled if I could ever find the person that did it.
Well, the people who had it said they got it off of Craigslist. So
yeah, they bought it from...
Who sold it and...
Craigslist ain't the deal that it used to be either.
Craigslist, the modern black market. Everything's hot.
Yep, you got it.
Fuck
Rackham. Watch out for that, folks. But anyway, Merry Anarchy.
But yeah, so we raise money twice a year for another dickhead in the community like us who needs a little immediate cash to help out with stuff.
Most of them aren't dickheads like us.
Well, no, but this year it was our good brother in Clamperhood, Mr. Cooladun.
Yeah, our monkey Clamper friend. Yeah, he is a dickhead like us. So you're right. But we love him so much. And he's probably cleaned up after, if you've ever been to Jub Jub's, because he was a very good custodian there.
Yes, and he's a good friend all. He's a sweetheart.
Two broken legs after a hit and run. Yeah, cool. You're getting the money this year.
That's you're goddamn right.
Yeah.
And this year was a great success like none other. A lot of great performances by a lot of great bands.
A lot of new bands kicking ass.
I got to say, a solid B performance by the One Ton Dooley.
Oh, you're being modest.
Maybe.
A B plus.
Let's try that again. A really great performance by One Ton Dooley.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Especially the drummer.
Look for those guys. And the bass player was really neat.
He was hot.
Yeah.
Good looking fella.
Thank you.
We had a good time this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. If you were out at the show, thank you very much for your support. Like, every little bit does count. You are helping somebody out in a very direct, meaningful fashion.
You get better at that as the night goes on.
Yeah,
that was an exceptionally good that one.
This is the one place where it's so useful on the show.
Oh, so nice.
Because burps and farts are funny anytime.
Go away.
That's true. That's,
hey, Rick.
That's a universal truth. Farts will be funny until the day you die. Doesn't matter.
Burps are a little more juvenile, but, you know, I'm roll with it.
Yeah.
They're a lot more versatile, though.
Yeah, and we're all doing it.
Gases from your body is always fun. So.
Just shows
fluids
you're having a
from
good
your
time.
Body is either farting, fun or painful.
From slipping carbon dioxide.
Hey, Rick, what'd you do in the studio this week?
Why weren't you at Mary Anarchy?
Yeah,
I know it sucks. My grandparents had their anniversary, but
they're
dead.
Oh,
whoa. You can't use that word anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, so. See,
oh,
yeah,
I can with him.
So you
that's our
so
world.
Like, the spirit world and had a party with him?
Exactly. So we had an anniversary party for my grandparents who passed away. And so I couldn't miss that. I had to go to California and go to that.
Okay. Having known your grandparents,
we'll
I'm going to give them a one-gun salute because I won't waste your time with 21.
Right. 67
and
years. I understand, right?
Yeah, it would have been their 67th anniversary if they'd have lived a couple months longer. And in addition to that, my aunts and uncles don't all get along so great, like all of them. Like some of them don't like other ones, some of them do.
Everybody was there?
Right. And so that was
that's cool,
the
dude.
The last chance to see all of my uncles and aunts together. And I bet I will never see them together again
for as long
as I live.
When my grandpa died at that funeral, that like we all knew it. That's the last time we were all going to be in the same room together at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah. No, so kudos. That's great that everybody did come together. That's something to hold on to.
One last thing, and we had a lot of food, and you know how it is with them.
Yeah.
Hella fun.
No, I've met his grandparents in the past. I've met almost all of his aunts and uncles, and... That is a family that is about food and booze and laughter.
You guys had a
and,
bunch of
yeah, awesome oh
Italian food.
Awesome
yeah, a lot and a lot
Dusty
of barbecue chicken
the
and like great, yeah. great fucking. It was like a ton of shit.
Gnocchi, homemade gnocchi.
There was
one
no
word,
gnocchi.
And
oh,
because
your aunt made some
brujol
fucking
good
gnocchi.
Shit. Yeah,
with was the brujol pasta. There?
No, wow. she was sick.
Brujol.
I was kidding.
It's my favorite word now.
I'm allergic to gluten.
Oh, really?
There's no gluten in
Brazil. What about Riku?
It's just meat.
I'm gluten compulsory.
Cooked in like marinara. Oh.
Hey, Rory.
Your whole life changes actually once you've had Brazil.
We're going to have to try that.
Dusty's having his own
show. It's kind of like carne asada.
We're having a cooking show.
When it's done right, man, it's.
Yeah, a cook off.
Some little WLP business.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want Rick, or not Rick.
Cincinnati.
To get up on the mic and tell me the story you
fake
told
Rick.
Me down in the garage.
Fake Rick.
Because
fake Rick is
I,
being given microphone time. He is here more often than Wayne Thomas.
After this story, Rory, I propose perhaps an upgrade. So, fake Rick, take it away.
Well, what's your
sexually? Wait.
Is this like an interview story for?
All right. I want him to tell you what happened today.
Well, no, bring
so,
us a beer if we
yeah.
Mikey saw him at work today too, so
don't upgrade him.
I can verify this.
Yeah,
story
not quite that. Yet. Not quite yet.
I was at work today and was scheduled a mid, so I was on the deck and told Rick I probably wasn't going to show up tonight because I had to work.
What did Rick say?
Fuck. He was like, "Well,
pack your bags, bitch."
Guess what? It's over for you now.
That's not nice at all.
He was bummed out because there's a ton of shit to do tonight. So I told him I wasn't coming, and then I called somebody and they could cover for me so I could get down here, and I kind of just fucking showed up and surprised them.
So wait, you called into work to be here for the show?
No, he went to work already, was there.
I got somebody to cover the last half of my shift, yeah.
Those are some major gold stars.
That does get you some gold stars. You might earn a name by the end of the show.
You might even get a golden shower out of that.
Sound free to think about, Rory. You're the chief.
I used to have a job, but nobody ever commended me for leaving early.
We're coming in late?
That's because you showed up late.
I was figuring
he showed up to his non-paying job like a trooper.
Yeah.
That's why he wins tonight, I think.
And that was my text back to him.
That's my whole point
of this. He said he couldn't make it, and I texted back, well, enjoy the job that pays you.
Right.
Right, you know? Right.
And he still came in.
And he texted back with, I don't want to be here. I want to be there with you.
As anybody, Fake Rick.
That's who we want on the team.
Fake Rick. As anybody in the room can attest to.
That's touching.
I am literally taking notes right now about
taking
this.
Notes.
Nice. Yeah. Jot that one down.
All right. Let's move on to something that's actually interesting for the audience. And let's introduce our guests.
We have guests?
We have guests who've been taking part in this conversation already. I'm going
to
start.
Are we not supposed to do that?
No, that's great. It's fine. But I want to introduce people to your names so they can associate with your voices here. So I'm going to start over here on my left with the man of the hour, Dusty Miles of Dusty Miles and the Crying Shame. How you doing, Dusty?
Hi.
I'm great. How are you, Rory?
Wonderful. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for
inviting us, man.
Heard
a lot of good things.
We've wanted to do this for a really long time.
Awesome.
Yeah, I found out about it about a week ago, and I was like, man, I got to get on.
A really long time. That's awesome. Yeah.
We're kind of dense,
a week
man.
Ago.
We wanted to do this show for minutes.
Yeah, we've been booked out
that's
for a while,
awesome,
because so
I've had
amazing.
It on my calendar for like 7 weeks, so that's pretty killer. Brilliant.
I know, right?
Also here in the studio, separate from the band, we have
a
very good friend of mine, the lovely and talented Jamie Crush.
Hi, Jamie Crush.
Hi.
Say hi. Jamie's here promoting, what's the name of the show you're promoting?
Solitude.
Solitude. We're going to talk about that in a segment coming up in just a bit. Next to her, we have the talented Rico.
That was me.
Suave.
That was my father. I'm Rico Cool.
All right then.
My name is Riku.
And downstairs, we've got the rhythm section holding it together on...
Right to the left.
Eric.
The beatbox. Who's the beatboxer there?
That was me. Oh, I guess you were doing it.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Jack Danny.
He's a little
Hey,
bit
Jack
high.
Danny. Jack Danny is the drummer, correct? Danny the drummer.
That's right.
Yeah, they share the box duties.
Jack Danny. Are you called Jack duties. Danny because, like a Jack Mormon, you used to be a good Danny, but now you're not?
I used to drink a lot of Jack Daniels.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So they now just we call you Jack Danny.
And then on the stand-up autographed pretty white bass down there, we've got Chris.
What's up, guys?
Your bass is prettier than your face, I'll just say that.
That's the nicest thing anyone said to me all hour.
Faggot.
Oh, Riku.
Hey,
not
honey,
cool.
Simmer down.
Not cool. We
simmer
like her.
You can say that to Uncle Rick, but not just people in the street.
Was that you, Jamie?
Do you like it in your face?
Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're the worst.
This show's being fun already.
This is already.
Not Rick. Can you give me another Pabst Blue Ribbon, please?
Anybody else in the room need Not Rick to get Fake Rick to get them a beer or beverage?
I would love some beer, yeah.
We need some beers, Fake
that
Rick.
Sounds yeah, man. Amazing.
I'm boring. I like water.
Okay, Not Rick will be downstairs to give
you gotta
yours.
You got to have multi-drinks
Dirty
going on
old man
at the same time.
From Family Guy.
We ought to get him a tray. Maybe that'll be his promotion. I'll get him a tray
no, but seriously,
to serve with.
Going back to when we were talking back and forth, you guys have been doing this for a long time, man. It's pretty sweet.
Yes, it's like the third episode.
It's our first exposure to it.
We've been around for about 3 months.
But less than you guys for minutes.
Yeah, this is what, season 6, episode like 12 or 13. I'll have to really check the logs to...
Dude,
I do it every
year.
Week.
We don't
I
keep
remember.
Track anymore. Yeah. It's just
I just keep saying we're over 200 until we have over 300.
I keep track
I
on the
really
website, but I don't remember that in my head.
We can't be close. We just passed 200 recently.
August.
So what does that equate to in like
we
years?
Are probably roughly like at about marriages. 230.
So next year we'll be at 300?
Yes.
Is that what's going on?
In 2017, Congrats. We'll hit 300 most.
That
was
well, I don't know. It's going to slow down, though, because have we told the audience
I think they
that we're going to stop doing it
Well,
every
I was going to save that for the end of the show, but we can just go ahead
doing
with
it every week.
I want to say Rick Baker from the rad band The Hunt Club just gave me a beer.
Did they
Thank
kick
you,
ass
All right, okay, okay, fine. I was saving this segment literally for like the end of the show between the last song and the last song.
Oh, okay.
But no, fine, fine. You guys just suck at being my co-pilots and wingmen, so I'm just going to do it now.
You got to tell us when there's a plan.
You smoked pot with me before the show. It's not my fault.
That's why I didn't tell you, because I was smoking pot and I forgot.
These motherfuckers.
Allegedly.
That is a known side
Jeez,
effect.
Jeez, how high are you?
Honey, you have no idea.
Get back in the closet,
it's
you.
It's the worst little podcast.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
Whose
come...
kid is that?
That is mine.
She keeps
that's
on tuning
my
guitar.
Lovely daughter, the Princess Bombs, the Notorious
Dude,
R.A.D.
Awesome.
Hi, my name is Riku.
She's back in the room with Rick.
Right.
Riku.
She lives in a dog carrier.
She's in the closet.
That the chihuahua used to live in.
Oh, creepy.
It did take a turn like that, didn't it?
It must be my birthday.
Oh, that's her fake forced model laugh.
That was horrible.
That's her fake forced model laugh.
Children in the corner.
Put Riku away because we got a creepy guy downstairs.
All right, where was I? New format. New format for the show.
New format. Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as much as we really have loved doing this show every week, literally, like... 42, 45 weeks out of a fucking 52-week year for the last 5 years. It's been awesome. It really truly has. But
I agree.
Frankly, all of our lives, it's been 5 years. Our lives have taken different paths. We have different pressures, different importances and pressures in the things we're doing.
As well as and spacing it out will be better for the show.
Hey, right, and I do like I feel sometimes where we like at first when we had a lot more time to devote to it, getting it done every week was like a fun project, and we put together a tight package that got better and better over the years.
Like your mom.
But now we've kind of hit a point where the details Until that we want to hit, the richness we want to give to the show.
And
we can't
stuff.
We can't do in 7 days. Right. It's like we really planning. Need a couple more days in that. So starting here, this is our last episode for May, and starting from here on out, we're going to every other week format.
Yeah,
Or roughly two episodes a month / every other week. The five Monday months. Well, you know, we'll see how we all feel.
So everybody doesn't know that we actually just recorded 5 of these in a row today.
Don't pull the curtain back.
Pulling
too
the curtain
far.
Back too much, man.
I was actually torn up when I found out that kind of stuff happened with Jeopardy and stuff.
Oh yeah, they did that all day.
Yeah,
Alex
is not really the next.
Alex Trebek's a busy man. He and his mustache have to be all over Canada to save the day.
I thought he went to work for half an hour a day, 5 days a week.
They fight crime. He fights crime all over Saskatchewan.
Do a whole shit ton of them, and then he has months off.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hollywood Squares too. That's why the Friday episode they were always drunk, because that was the last one of that day.
Oh yeah, well, and but explain the Gong Show. They were just high on cocaine because it was Thursday.
There was so much coke,
and because it's cocaine,
coke.
So you obviously should be high on it.
Oh God, if you've never seen the Gong Show, look for episodes. It's one of the greatest shows ever. All your favorite 70s celebrities and a bunch of amateurs, and everybody's high on national television.
And then go watch Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Awesome.
All right, so...
let's get to the band. Let's get some music.
Yeah, but oh no, as far as a format change.
Oh, we're still on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have something else that I wanted to mention here. The format change coming with that will be a lineup change in the personnel. Fake
you.
Rick is now been promoted to Ooh. Production assistant, Mr. Rick Baker.
All right. Go, Rick Baker. Can we just call him Baker?
Part of a production assistant's duties do still include fetching beers for everybody.
Production assistant
but
Baker. Can I call you Baker?
Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker.
Beware of Mr. Baker.
Right, oh, yeah. Dude. Oh, Danny, I got a good one.
Yes. You, you want to hear that
you
again?
Going
yeah.
For? Wait,
yeah,
I got another one.
So, Mr. Baker, congratulations. Congratulations to your new post.
I'm so confused right now.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Good job, Rick Baker. All right.
I'm very proud of you.
Rick Baker.
Now,
the Dutch oven.
See, they formed.
His name
Dusty,
was Rich
Dusty,
Baker.
Let me give you a little recap here.
All right.
I, you know, I've got a format for the show. I was following my map. Rick and Nick forced me into doing something that was supposed to be at the end of the show. And now
Whoa.
We're going to catch up with the regular
Hey-o.
Part of the show.
I got you.
And have the band play a song. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, sure. I'd like to introduce Dusty Miles and the Crying Chain.
Now watch him get serious.
You want to play the last song first?
First song first.
Crazy.
But he said they changed the format.
I think the second one.
Oh, they're going along with it.
Yeah.
How did we record it?
It's going to be a
mess. Today's still the same format. It's not new until after.
Choose your own adventure day today, man. It's been crazy.
But whatever you want. It's 2016. Trump's a candidate. Fucking, I don't know.
Dogs and cats are living together.
You can do whatever you fucking want.
All
right. Damn, Norwegian. That's all you got to say.
Let's play a drinking tune.
Yeah.
Since...
I'm going to move to the
Rick
center of the earth if Trump wins. Just going to live there.
This is an old tune. This song goes out to Jack Danny downstairs.
You want somebody to Jack Danny? What?
That'd be Chris's job. That. Yeah.
He's been right behind him
On
the
it.
Whole time.
On it.
I know they haven't just been down there making noises
Dude,
and,
like,
for no reason, right?
I know.
I stopped like.
You don't
five
hit those
seconds.
Notes without a little support.
Milking the prostate, I believe it's called.
Shoot it all over
Did
me.
Did I say two fingers? Better make it three.
Is this part of the song?
Welcome to country, Nick.
Here we go. 12 set blues. Here we go.
Yeah!
In between all that fucking around, you guys actually rule. Dude, they should, when they shut the hell up and play, for fuck's sake.
Rika is like fucking Superman over there, switching from lap steel to regular guitar.
Yeah, dude's playing two guitars at the... Not
you should have seen what we were doing downstairs.
Time.
Yeah, it's hard to play drums with a stick in your mouth.
About somebody behind you.
Dude, these guys are fun.
Can they do another one? Do another one. That was
Let's
awesome.
Let's do another one.
Yeah, just
it.
Roll into a second one.
Next song, yeah.
Come on, Rico, do it.
How's that guitar work now, Eric?
I'm going to go downstairs for a minute.
The sex show. All right,
so how long have you guys been playing together, the four of you?
10 minutes,
like 5 or 10 minutes before we got
like you just met at in the men's bathroom at a coffee shop recently.
Visions been playing together.
Visions, Visions doesn't even exist anymore.
How would I know?
Probably close to 10
I mean,
years.
Why wouldn't I know? I mean, take the pressure off me right now, somebody.
I think as this current lineup, probably Chris, the bass player, he used to play guitar when Rico was kind of on hiatus, and then
every time he says Rico, I think he says Riku, and it just bugs me, you know.
When Eric,
a lot of people call
Eric was on hepatitis.
Rico, so,
but anyhow, so
like a dick off a cliff.
I think Dusty Miles and the band has been together probably now about 4 years.
Right on.
Yeah, in some
the Darlings
shape or
before
form.
That.
Yeah, then.
Say that again. Yeah, go.
So the lineup initially when we first started playing was me, Rico, Gary Setzer.
Yeah, the great Reverend Gary Setzer, good friend of the show.
And another humanitarian, Chris Buscheri.
Yep, he's out there on a campaigning for a Bernie right now, man.
Oh, yeah?
Doing the right thing.
Fucking A, that's fantastic.
No, Chris is Chris is good buddy of the band, man.
Oh. Actually, 90% of the charity work that I've done has been...
Because of him.
Yeah, it's been his idea. Yeah.
was because her name was Charity.
They were like, we're not making anything in this band, man. It's just giveaways. But it's pretty hilarious. But yeah, so anyhow, we've been playing me and Rico now for probably about 10 years. And then
there's nothing reverse
me and Chris
about this
and Danny
girl.
Hey.
With this current lineup, one way, shape, or form, in the past about 4 years or so.
Okay, right on. So have you guys been playing out lately, or are you just trying to get back in the saddle, as it were, or do you got any shows lined up? What's happening?
We've been playing sparsely, and it's kind of been working out better, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of spreading it out.
Creating
a little bit.
A little more desire.
Mystery.
Yeah, but nobody's sick of you. They're more interested in hearing you.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Do you have anything lined up?
Yeah.
You mean like Coke?
At,
right?
The Peppermill.
That's
at
in
the
your
Terrace
room,
Lounge on the 24th and 25th or something of...
Terrace Lounge is a nicely selective room.
Yeah, it's killer, man.
Like, you know, you can't just get in there, but they give any talent a shot.
Yeah,
there.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Even us.
We actually kind of hook up with them on a semi-regular basis, and they're always real supportive. Actually, the Peppermill, for the most part, as far as I know, they support a lot of local bands, because there's a bunch of guys that are... running through there. But yeah, so we're playing there for the rodeo, and then we're going to be at Gray Eagle for the Mill Pond fireworks on July 2nd.
Yep. Okay, for the 4th of July weekend.
Right. Yep, the 2nd.
Yeah, so we got stuff lined up.
For the Mill Pond.
You know, we plug it on our
Facebook. When's the next time you're going to play a shitty Reno dive bar, like Jubs or Shays or something?
Mm. Or a Virginia City dive bar.
That's a great question. Virginia City, we just actually finished up a couple nights up there.
We're doing
the,
something up there, right? In
Grand Prix.
September.
We went up there and did that little motorcycle rally at the Red Dog, and we'll be back there July 30th for Virginia City's version of the Hot Dogs Night. So
yeah, right.
We kind of like, that's another place. Man,
you
really
go to venues and events that, what do you call it, pay you.
We've been to
that's
Open
not
Spike
a bad
Night.
Idea.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Fucking
yeah,
A. Yeah, and okay, as much. I run a not-so-but semi-competing open mic on Monday nights at Jub Jubs. Blazing mics, come on down, 9:30 sign-up, 10 o'clock show. But I've gone over to Open Spike Night a couple times over there at Picnic.
How else are you going to get him to come to your place?
He used to be one of our hosts.
Yeah.
Spike was one of our hosts, and then he bailed to start
his own
more successful open mic night, asshole. No, but you go over there. It's great. There's food. There's themed food every week. And the sign up is in a list. It's a hat and a bucket, and it gets picked out randomly. It's a little kind of nada, a little surreal. people show in and drop in, and you know, there's lots of Reno musical luminaries.
You get
pop
some cool
in.
People coming out from the Bay Area and stuff. We played there in December with
you got some smoking
Spike
hot chicks.
And Tom Vandevon.
right?
Or Von Danavon, or it's a bunch of V's.
And every once in a while, this gent we know, known as, he goes by Glenn Bailey sometimes, but I think you might better know him as Max Volume. He's been known to show up there.
Max Volume.
Max Volume?
He was explaining
Rick,
it.
Rick, can we get a little Max?
I'm already desperately searching because I haven't used him in a while. Yeah.
Max Volume, friend of the show, and great local musician and DJ. Big supporter of the Reno music scene. And main character of Nowhere Nevada, the movie.
I can only find the Chewy one.
I saw him. I was like 13 or something. There's like a free concert up at Lawler, Blue Oyster Cult or something like that.
And he opened for him, or was just announcing?
No. I could just hear him talking from across the parking lot. That guy.
Hey, dude, what are you doing there?
Wait, was that a soundbite or somebody down there?
Yeah,
there's Maxie.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah. Hey, Max, what do you think about me?
Fuck him.
No, the other one.
Do you want the pussy or do you want to be a pussy?
No, the other one. Where he says my name?
I know.
You'll enjoy it.
Where the fuck did I put that?
Is KOZZ still KOZZ?
Yeah.
That's great, man.
105 point blank. Because they're doing a weird contest where the 7 is missing and the town has to help them find it.
Oh, that's crafty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's not marked as Max.
Rory, I take shits as big as you.
I used to have a radio that did that same thing. The 7 would
I really feel
missing.
Honored
you
that
eat
he's
pieces of shit for breakfast?
Oh, I want to go to another song here in
if
just
you're
a second. But
pieces of shit.
What does Bobby Slayton have to say about me, Rick? Because we want to throw a big shout out to Mild. Well, we like him. I don't know if he likes us anymore. But friend of the show, Bobby Slayton, who, great American comedian, completely inappropriate. One of the great old dudes from like old style blue comedy, been on the show a couple times recently. His wife passed, and he's recently made some public statements. So we just want to a shout out, a little solidarity, a little love for Bobby because hey man, you're great. We love you, even if I'm a shitty interviewer.
Rory, you fucking retarded douchebag.
See, I'm a shitty interviewer.
Fuck you, Rory.
Thank you, Bobby.
Fuck you, Rory.
Thank you, sir.
No idea how much propane I'm in right now.
Good call on that.
Fun facts, right.
I went downstairs. I thought they were going to play music, and then
we got distracted.
Yeah.
But good call on the Bobby Slayton.
Hey, we
love you, dude.
We'll throw some music your way.
Yeah, let's have another little song here, and then let's talk to Jamie, who's been waiting so patiently throughout the show to talk about her awesome solitude event.
My wife's name is Jamie.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Jamie's are always the hottest chicks.
Freaking shut up.
They're also
doing,
kind
later?
Of a pain in the ass.
And they all work hard.
Huge pain in the ass.
our former intern, Jamie, who was associate producer, Jamie.
Jamie, associate producer Jamie, former booker and media agent of the show. Also a pain in the ass, too, I would say. I love her.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Whoa.
She's the only one who
I don't know about that,
DJ. So.
Golf
I don't know what
hose.
She told you while you guys were babysitting, but
room.
She's a lovely woman.
You can hear her on The X.
Yeah.
She
got a real radio job.
Yeah. She actually gets paid. So yeah, there's that. Oh, but we also get paid, and we should do our sponsor after the song, Rick.
Yeah.
So have
what
it ready.
Idea.
All right, cool.
All right. This tune's called Western Stars. Right?
I settled into a dead-end job, working for nickels. And a kite. Singing my songs on some rock and roll stage, singing some love songs and growing with age. Missing my family cause I'm on the road. Days they come while weeks they go. This four-piece band, where we came to play. guitar in my hand, boy, why it just makes sense. My boss has never liked my tattoos or smile. My bills have been lining now for a country mile. Because it's lost its style, its grace. And everywhere I turn, Lord, I see her face. My bills, they've been coming by way of pain. My bedroll's been solving now with a pile of hay. In some honky tonk tavern, it's some old trucks out and bar. I'll be singing up my baby Western Stars. Dusty miles and neon signs. He's my sugar name, this wandering mind. His white collar circus has shackled me to a phony way of living in late night TV. Rock and roll music won't pay mama's bills. Country music's lost all its thrill. I'm still singing on this rock and roll stage, still singing these love songs, still growing with age. In some honky tonk tavern, it's some old truck stop bar. I'm just singing up my baby, give these western stars. In some honky tonk tavern, it's a old truck stop bar. I've been dreaming of my baby, these western stars, these western stars, these western stars.
God damn! Yeah!
Shit!
You guys are like a real country band, not like that fake shit on the radio.
You got that right, buddy.
Like, that's like shit I grew up listening to. I really appreciate y'all's musicianship.
I forget that other stuff is called country sometimes.
I know, right. I was it's listening to rock. It today, and yeah. There was an Eric in it. There was an actual scratch. It was horrible.
That's not country music.
I almost crashed my Jeep.
That's pop music with a country flair.
It is horrible. You were listening to that today?
I was driving in and I put it on 102.5 or whatever, and it was like, and I'm sitting on my back of my pickup truck drinking Eric.
Now, was there a possibility that there was cursing in the song, and that's just a modern way of, instead of doing a beat?
No, it was like a fill. Like, there should have been a drum fill there, and it was just Eric.
Well, and if they're going to have something on Nashville radio, too, they're going to record they're not going to record the bad one.
No, right. They're going to do a studio and a live version.
We had Cable on at work today in the morning.
Cable.
And, they dropped the beat, and I was like, that just doesn't
happen. Are they still on 98
FM? Yeah, 99-something.
Yeah.
Something.
Because I'm country, y'all. Yeah, I'm country, y'all.
But to take it back away from Kid Rock a little bit, you guys are some solid fucking good like American fucking country, American
folk. Well, I was born in
America. Do our best, man.
American fucking country.
I was born in the States. That's what I mean. Americana. American country, American rock, American folk
Americana.
Music. All blended together. That makes Americana.
So there's still some great things in America.
Fuck yeah.
Like music.
Country music.
Hot dogs.
There's some good rock and roll out there, too.
And blowjobs behind the Dairy Queen.
Sticking your dick in an apple pie. That's American.
All right, so I'm gonna shift the focus.
Put cheddar cheese on it.
We're gonna shift the focus.
She got the blue ribbon
from the country music to an upcoming event that the lovely Lord. Jamie Crush is here to promote, not prevent, but to promote.
Yeah, I'm here to prevent it. My own event. I gotta stop myself. I'm from the future. Right.
So again, this is Solitude.
Right,
Solitude is this is something that's gonna help out vets and cons. Yeah. Please explain.
So,
what are the pros and cons of this?
Uh-oh. Where's the con?
I hope you didn't like that pain.
Hey, guys.
Do a rewind.
No, wait, wait. Guys downstairs, I just want to say.
It's short for Q&A. Oh,
all right, so Jamie.
I shot beer out of my nose.
That's a pro.
I don't know. That's kind of amateur, actually.
Give us some background here. What's up with this event? What is Solitude?
Okay, so I was approached by a veteran representative from My Journey Home. It's this local charity, and they help out vets.
Good charity. They've been around for a while.
I had no idea they existed because I've never really had to use their services because I'm not a veteran or an ex-inmate, but maybe in the future I will be. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to mess
you're
up.
You're a young lass. You never know what you're
going to
do.
I got plenty of time to go to prison, you know?
Would you say going into the military would make a mistake?
No, the prison
Peace Corps?
Part.
Oh, the prison part. Okay.
They would trade you for a pack of cigarettes in prison.
The way to get away with murder is by not ever talking about
that's
it.
Fantastic.
And I'll just leave it at that.
I would hope I'd be worth like two packs of cigarettes, but I'm not that big, so I'm probably just one.
She's got two holes.
One wow. pack of cigarettes per hole.
Let's clean it
actually,
up for this
was,
segment
right,
a little bit.
I am going to hit the...
Your anatomy's kind of off.
So, maybe. Jamie, set it up for us here. What? Give us some background. What's Solitude?
Okay. So I was approached by the vet representative of My Journey Home. They help out veterans, ex-inmates, and then veterans that are also ex-inmates. There's a lot of overlap between those groups that I wasn't
definitely.
Aware of. And he's like, want to do an art show thing? And I
a
like,
lot of guys come
art.
Back. They don't socialize well. They don't integrate well. And they get in trouble with the law. They make some bad choices. They fall in with the wrong, you know, say some the more abusive lifestyles as far as what you're putting in your body. And they make mistakes.
Yeah, PTSD will do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and there is a big overlap there. I've known some
high
brothers.
High suicide rate.
Yeah. 22 veterans a day.
Yeah.
Commit suicide.
There's a huge mental health and wellness aspect to it that people don't pay attention to. Yeah. My Journey Home's cool because they've got they got support groups, and then they'll help hook you up with affordable counseling to take care of that part. You know, whether or not you have PTSD from wartime or just prison. Prison's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Oh, for sure.
Some
and
trauma.
There's same kind of difficulties reintegrating back into quote unquote.
If you've been gone
society.
For like 20 years, everything's kind of weird.
5 years.
Even
we,
5 years,
we live
yeah.
in the computer age. 5 years, like 5 years ago, you know, Twitter was not what it is now. 5 years before that, YouTube wasn't even a thing. 5 years before that.
Jesus.
Like, yeah. Like, so.
I feel
it's a real reality disconnect for a lot of these people.
Oh, yeah, and this helps them get back into it. And I also like that they help out families, too, because the families... You know, nobody really thinks about how that one person kind of affects the rest of the family, too. So it can be, everybody's got to do a little bit of healing with this kind of situation.
Absolutely. For sure.
But yeah, so he approached me. He's like, I want to do an art thing. And I'm like, I do that. So we met for coffee and made a thing. And it's an art show, but it's also, it's mainly a benefit. And we've got some live bands. We've got a raffle to help raise more money. We've got a little bit of a silent auction going. And
nice.
Right. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of cool prizes.
Where's it at?
Well, yeah,
at
when
the
and
Isles
where
tea
is that going to be?
June 10th, Isles Tea Shop, 5:30 p.m. The Isles is at 809 South Center Street off of Center and Cheney in Midtown.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
right in Midtown. Right on.
Right.
I know where that is.
Totally. It's a good little place.
It's a
there.
Day-long event.
It's going to start at 5:30 p.m. It's going to start in the evening and I guess end whenever people want to leave.
Now, do you have...
Oh, cool.
I had thrown out a couple of shout-outs for you on the interwebs, but are you still looking for bands to help you out with that show? Do you need anybody to fill any spots?
Definitely. I've got one more spot I'd love to fill. Right now, we've got the Doctors of Feel Good. God fucking damn it.
Locked into that one.
Thanks. Phrasing.
Phrasing.
No, if it's something we could do, we'd be happy to help out.
That would be awesome. Thanks, guys.
Get Dusty Miles.
Do you really want them there?
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
They would actually, really, think about it, ex-cons and veterans, they'd fit in just fine.
Hey, I was born and raised on Johnny Cash.
There you go. They would dig this shit, for sure.
But you guys, when she said that she already had some, if she already had an opening filled, it's with the Doctors of Feel Good, right?
Yeah.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were good.
They were on a show last week.
Recent show.
2 weeks ago? Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Weeks
we have a band like that in Reno?
It's called the Doctors of Feel Good. Yeah.
They sound great.
Yeah, they were funky.
And I just added somebody else recently, too, Gabe Hilton. And
possibly
his band.
And Wheatstone Bridge.
Wheatstone Bridge.
He was at Mary Anarchy this weekend, and they killed it.
Nice.
Yeah, Gabe's a good dude. He's been on the show a number of times. We like him.
Mm-hmm. I'm super stoked. I haven't worked with him before, but he seems like a super cool dude.
Yeah,
he is.
Good people. Really good people. Totally.
Yeah, his mom's is cool, too.
Oh, God. His mom is, like, the best.
God, dude.
Rick went to high school with her, and he has stories about her not being the best.
Danny cannot hold it together.
Oh, I can hold it together.
No, you can't.
What is that, Chris?
His mom is really awesome.
His mom is the best.
She is.
Hey, Chris can't keep it together either.
It would make it funnier if you knew who you're talking about, because I'm having trouble keeping it contained, too.
Dude, we're holding
my
so pants much
are suddenly too tight.
That's because you're Jewish.
You're holding each other's... What?
Whoa.
Wow.
Namaste.
Damn.
You guys,
so much back?
You guys can say it.
Damn,
Dusty.
That's off
back
limits.
At it again with the anti-Semitism.
No. But we will point it out.
See, not
find out if...
Namaste. Is the verbal podcast equivalent of like putting a smiley after something in
like
a text?
Emoji.
JK, like you're a cunt, lol.
JK. I thought that's what you like if you're talking yoga. You're like, sup dog, chaturanga.
Namaste.
And then you say namaste and you're leaving.
Yeah, and so namaste is a verbal equivalent of a smiley face or an LOL.
What's the verbal equivalent of the little turd with the face on it?
Fuck you.
That's a check.
Face faggot.
That's a check, buddy.
Hey, sometimes words hurt.
It's chocolate ice cream, man.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe you're saying them wrong.
No, like when you run into them and when they're on a sign.
Shit. Happy turd.
Yeah, you know.
Shit's
what talking about.
Dope.
I think that's what it means.
Another thing that's gonna be funny until the day you die.
Poop.
Farts.
If I was listening to this, I would think you were putting those in like. After the fact, you know, like finding your shot. I mean, you're fucking quick with that shit.
I know.
That's the magic of radio.
Compliments to the.
Jamie Crush, you were saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back to,
stuff,
back to solitude.
Well, it's really cool because it's interesting because it's not just a regular art show. We are actually going to have like about 10 pieces from currently incarcerated artists.
Ooh,
nice.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Not in the form of tattoos?
No.
On somebody else's.
They probably
skin.
Also
That'd be
do
cool.
Tattoos.
We just had some people standing around like, yeah, I got tatted last week and now I'm here on display. You know?
Got the shit in prison.
I just got out, but my guy in the joint, he's really good. Look at this, yo.
Yep. You should hire him when he gets out.
No, but you're going to have actual art and pieces
by the
artists who were incarcerated as part of the auction. And
oh, yeah. That's
or up for sale. At
yeah.
Least. Yeah.
And then
very
I'm gonna
cool.
have some local
you
artists too.
You should auction
too.
The criminals themselves. Actually, like one of those.
Like
no,
buy
no,
a date. Buy a date with this
like
guy.
Like adopt a.
Indentured servitude is
I think
not
you guys should
part
have a
of the
meet
reintegration
and
process.
Is there going to be a meet and greet?
I wish.
Where
I
you think. Have like live bodies.
Are you talking like a conjugal like, visit?
Yeah.
It could be a meet and greet if we like went to the
only,
jail.
Only if you put on you guys put on dresses, Danny and Chris.
A meet.
You can get ex-cons.
It's a meet.
You guys can have a conjugal visit.
A meet and meet.
Actually, our vet representative is a veteran,
and
so he could be a meet and greet. You know, be like, hi.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, hey.
Well, and
could the
and you mentioned
come down and meet you, Jamie Crush.
What?
Could our listeners
you'll
come
be
down
there.
And meet you?
Yeah, I'll be there definitely.
Well, there you go.
I'll probably be like super busy, like a chicken with my head cut off. But you can find me and just be like, hey.
Look for the chicken.
And not
with
not
head
to
cut
put
off.
You on the spot
yeah,
about
that.
It.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
Did you say Shane Whitecloud was or was not involved with this?
Yeah, he's been helping us out with
all
promoting
right, cool.
and stuff. He's a buddy of the veteran
vet.
Contact I've got.
Excellent.
Super
yeah.
Cool dude.
Yeah. No. And then you know Shane's a good guy and he's been on the show before. He does a lot of work with the
he's
vets in the area.
Is his name really?
If he's he's putting his name.
Yeah, he's part Indian.
Wow, that's a great name.
If he's putting in with this kind of event in town, you know it's legit because.
What's his art? Is he just like something to the dogs he works on or something?
Shane Whitecloud is a singer for heavy metal.
Heavy metal band Seasons of Insanity.
He was alluding to the fact because you got to do a lot of school to be a vet, right?
Veterinarian.
Like not as much to be a doctor.
God damn it!
He also shoots movies now.
I had to go to the bathroom.
They're trying to help vets reintegrate to society. They work on cats and then they
they get traumatized.
The horror!
Animal doctors need help.
The horror!
You mean like victims of cat burglary?
Fuck that cat.
They do say that's where the
you just come home. There's like 20 cats stealing all your jewelry.
It gives the details of the location, the date, and time of that one more time.
Okay, the Isles Tea Shop, June 10th, 5:30 p.m. and that's at 809 South Center Street. And if you can't make it and you want to like help out, I have a donation page and you can just call me up at like
June 5th is Saturday.
Don't put out your phone number. Give a Facebook contact. Don't put out your
phone number on here. It's okay.
Oh, it's on a flyer.
Yeah, the whole world's got it. I don't give a shit.
Don't call her for dates. Call her for fucking
call her for fucking
if you call me.
If you call her or text her with really stupid shit, she will repost it on Facebook and all of her friends and I will make fun of you.
Yeah. That's actually true.
Right.
Challenge accepted.
Fucking Apollo.
It's a wonderful world.
Freaking shot the duck. What are you doing later?
I will destroy you on social media.
I will fucking find you, bitch.
Wow.
I'll destroy you on social
fuck
media.
Fuck you and your Facebook. All
right.
This cat has everybody claws. Lists where they work. It's like, I'll find you.
All right, so what's the contact number? Throw it out there.
775-287-
Too fast.
5683.
He's trying to tattoo it on his dick right now.
I know, I got 7 and then I ran out of room.
That's beautiful. I'm touched.
What do you have, a tuna can down there?
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on, let me rub it. It gets bigger.
All right. I want to get these guys to shut up, Jamie, so if you don't mind, I'm going to make them play a song right now.
It's the only time they get serious.
Guys, play another song.
I got a $100 bill tattooed on my dick in case my chick wants to blow a hundred.
But Danny's Jewish, so it's only a $1 bill.
I really got Jude on that.
He's holding back, remember? Yeah, this song is called Dust Till Dawn. It goes out to them veterans. It's actually kind of about veterans, so.
Kick ass.
Hope you guys like it. We've been on the seas from dusk till dawn through heavy swells. We've been sailing on. Now there's one more tour through this godforsaken war until I'm home. Through the morning dew, she sat anew in 1942. Split in two. Well, darling, don't you cry for me here tonight. For my brothers, well, we fought that good fight tonight. For our freedom, our country, and our God. Shots through the haze that sent my lady ablaze. Now I'm swimming with a shore that I ain't seen for days. To a seafaring grave, she's taken galley slaves, the meek, the eager, and brave. It's only the Lord above that
save me.
Awesome. That's
beautiful.
You see how serious they get? Like, fucking everybody calms the fuck down.
Well,
I knew we were. When my original plan was to put Danny downstairs by himself, just to fucking separate the two of them, and it would have been so much better.
Right? Because you
showed up, and then Danny's like, "I don't want to be by myself."
You know these guys. You're the one that made
fuck.
This booking.
And then I knew better.
I got the breaks. Wild card.
Fuck. I knew it would be so much better if they.
Well,
but no.
Rick, I think a way to really contain all of this insanity would be for you to give me my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for my favorite part of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants a series of prying, intimate, and rather disturbing questions, and then judge them silently. Are you ready to play?
Sure. Contestants of the worst little quiz will be given
cool.
prizes distributed by Effing Punk Streetwear.
There you go.
And local bands.
What? There's free shit?
There is free shit on the line.
Is it effingpunks.com?
I'm going to win.
Or buttons
yes. or effingpunks.com or effingpunks on Facebook.
E-F-F-I-N.
Getting buttons?
E-F-F-I-N.
Effing.
Got some buckets.
All right. We're going to start with you, Dusty. Trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, shit. I don't have a brother, so I guess it would be
best
my brother.
Best friend.
My best friend. Oh, best
your
friend.
Brother.
Best friend.
All right, best
well,
friend
I don't
goes.
Know. I don't really have a best friend either. How about,
Oh, all of the guys in this band there's just shot you to the top of their
do you
cannibal.
Have a dog?
No, we treat each other on an even playing field.
Do you have a dog?
I do have a dog. I'd eat my
would
dog.
You eat your dog?
Shit,
hey,
yeah.
I have to say, I have to say, line, this is not bullshit. I am actually descended from the Donner Party, from the Reed family.
Well, we'll get to you in just a moment,
oh,
then.
And they ate their dog.
We just had Donner and the Cannibals, a local band, on last
that
week.
That was the last guest we had. It really ties together here at the show.
Jamie, same question to you. Trapped on a desert island. Lover, brother, or mother, who's your first meal?
Oh, my mother. Fuck her.
No hesitation.
Conviction.
Rico.
Well, my mom's been feeding me my whole life. I don't think it's really fair to eat her first.
Oh, okay.
But she's closer to the end
reasonable.
Of the line. So if you're thinking about it like humanitarian
so, but
wise,
who would go first?
Liberal.
And me and my brother have been fighting over food the whole time. So I think...
He turns his head around once, wham, fork in the neck.
I win.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I love my brother.
Oh, what about a lover then?
I thought that was going to go
well,
somewhere.
Then don't eat him.
Could be the same thing.
So, any lover or just your current one?
The point I was getting at. The point,
I did not specify.
It could be an ex-lover.
The point I was getting at earlier was, it's never been proven my family actually ate anybody, but it's like it's known that they ate their dog. So I would probably
hey, even
I would probably
if they
just go
had...
hungry until I found a hot dog or something.
I'd
just eat, in the wild, running free.
I'd eat a
like
motherfucker.
A dog in heat.
I think the entire like.
Well, yeah, that
Pacific
answer gets you a zero.
Nice.
Eating dogs at some point.
Way to just
stutter.
Suck the wind out of the sail.
Well, I didn't want to like say that it's just being easy.
Way to just stop the show there, Dusty. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah, Chris, downstairs, same question to you. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Well, I mean, if my lover's there, there's definitely going to be some sort of eating going on, but... Well, being since I haven't seen my brother since I was two, fuck that guy, I'd eat him quick.
And Danny, Jack Danny, who are you going to eat first?
Well, since my mother and lover are the same thing, I guess my brother. If I had one.
Can I go?
Your lover and your mother are the same thing?
My lover and my mother.
That is dark.
That's weird.
He's a mother lover.
It's like an Elvis thing, yeah. Yeah, there's not much competition.
Are you like from Dayton?
Gray Eagle.
How dare you? My parents are from Dayton, dude. Wait, see, Nick, you say it wrong. It's not Dayton. It's Dayton.
Dayton.
It's like Norfolk.
Well, they're not really there. Right. They just have a house.
All right.
The only ones you're dating out there is your family.
Hey. And my sister passed with flying colors. Danny?
Yeah.
How often do you masturbate?
Oh, man. Constantly.
Number of times a day, per week, or month. So what's your regularity?
Probably one or two times a day.
Okay. Nice. Chris, same question to you, sir.
Some days are better than others, but I've been known to go, you know, 3, 4, 5 wow. times a day. Like,
how old are you guys? 12?
What the hell's the matter with you?
31.
What the hell's the matter with you?
31.
It'll be 36.
Hey, but you know what?
Still spunky.
Nobody knows how to do it like I do.
Fair.
I never say no, and I will do all the freaky shit that I want.
Dude, you're living proof they were descended from monkeys.
Sometimes,
their claim's very good.
Sometimes, you know, I'm hanging my feet from the ceiling. And
all right, I really just wanted a number, not details. Rico, same question to you.
Five fingers. Have you ever been?
Usually only about once, but for like 2 hours.
Sure, her man.
Once a day, nice 2 hours.
I can tell it's raw.
Oh, he's like Sting. He's into that tantric shit.
Yourself there. What kind of regularity are you on, my darling?
It depends on if I'm with somebody or if I'm not.
Right, but when you're not.
Yeah, if I'm with somebody, then I'm just
would you do it in front of them?
Bothering them all day.
Nice. But if you're not with somebody, what's your regularity?
Oh shit! Once every couple days.
Okay, that's a.
Life is hard when you're by yourself.
Just enough to keep
it. It is in my house.
Make sure you're still alive. And Dusty, how often do you touch yourself?
That sounded bad.
That sounded very bad.
That sounded expensive.
I'm a married guy.
So Mr. Baker, would you go check on that?
Do a lot of self-service these days, but...
They said everything's cool.
Oh, but you still
I don't
do.
Believe
oh,
them.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Maybe once or twice a week, maybe.
Okay. That's good. Uh-huh. That's a good
maybe?
Couple question.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It works long
now,
hours.
It's hard to say, you know.
When you do
when
that...
You don't
want to
get out of practice.
When
you
do that, I'm sure
you...
don't
want to lose your hand, so to speak.
I'm sure you've...
You don't want to walk out with a loaded gun sometimes, you know.
Right.
You
got
to clean the pipes.
Now, when you do that, I'm sure you've consulted the internet once or twice. What are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks, MILF.
Riku, stop.
No, MILF.
God damn it.
BBW. MMF.
Riku.
Busty.
Maybe some of those
Lemon
weird,
Party.
Like,
Lemon Party.
Dream High.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm sorry. What'd you say, Dusty?
I don't even know how to answer that.
What are your favorite search terms?
Are you into Asians
search
or
search terms?
Like, what do you whack it to?
What turns you on to look
and
at?
Don't say, you can't say like.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Guys, downstairs.
Just Google hot chicks?
Hi, guys, downstairs. This is
kind
this
of a
is
broad
my bus.
Search.
Let me drive.
Okay.
I don't have a good answer for
you're
that.
Fine, Rick. Nick. You have no good answer.
Said hot chick. Right. Get on the internet.
That's
to do
a
that
zero.
Type of shit.
That's a
I'm
zero for you there, Dusty.
Like,
Jamie, what are your favorite search terms?
On my computer and shit. I got a laptop a couple years ago.
Confused
and,
balloon animals.
Some, a lot of
whoa, wait a second. She just got my interest more than your story.
My father-in-law was sitting there and like trying to figure out something on the computer, and then like a big pussy just like showed right up in his face, and I'm like, you know, we were in the back like hanging some freaking curtains or something like that, and I look over.
We were
and
the bus
that
drivers.
Shows up. So it's pretty
what
much
did you say? I let Nick tell you. Jamie, what was your answer there?
confused balloon animals. Confused. They have to specifically be confused. They can't know what's going on.
That's what you jerk off
That's
to?
Pretty specific. Rico, what are your favorite keywords?
And weird.
I like the first page that comes up where you could just like look for like different
stuff. The random
page.
Yeah, what's going
on
today?
Kind of like, what do I feel
first
like today?
Real answer. He goes for popular.
No, I go for the
what is everybody jacking it to?
Well, there's a whole bunch like meh.
Then it's like you're jacking off with all your friends.
Yeah. All your internet friends.
I never do that.
Chris, what are your favorite keywords?
Well, after finding a certain DVD in a Burning Man van, there was only two DVDs on this van, and they were both clown porn.
Clown man!
I took it home, and
lots
I was
lots of points, but oh no!
I was disturbed by how turned on I was.
Yes, good sir. And, I'm proud of you.
And fortunately, I only had a half an hour before I had to be somewhere, because otherwise, shit would have got real weird. But I mean, other than that, it's just the basic stuff like tentacle porn or like bukkake stuff.
The basic,
two girls, one cup sort of thing.
Whoa. Do you ever like space
you like
dicks?
Poo-poo and pee-pee?
Subreddit space dicks. Check it out. It's a great time, buddy.
Oh, you write that down so I can get something when I get home.
Jack Danny.
You can't remember space dicks?
Oh, there was another word that I thought.
Subreddit. It's on Reddit.
Reddit.com.
It's r/space dicks. Check it out. Good time.
Wait, guys. Legitimately, real answer. What's actually really cool is that fucking like softcore weird porn that you can find on channels if you have like DirecTV.
Showtime.
You don't really get to see
Skinamax.
Shit.
Skinamax.
But they try so hard to make an actual plot. Like Lord of the G-String is an actual thing. And Gandalf is this black guy that keeps like farting to say the day, and I'm wondering why is this in porn?
Did you guys used to watch that Cat House?
Robin Hood.
All right,
because that shit is amazing.
Before we digress too much, Danny, what's your answer to this question? What's your favorite keywords to jerk off to?
He lives with his mom.
Yeah, man,
that's a really specific one. He lives with his mom.
It's called Lover Motherfucker.
It's a little bit of incest porn. Sometimes there's a sister mom duo going on.
I do gotta say, every now and then I do look for twins. I got a thing for.
I never even thought
now,
of that.
Do you ever feel betrayed when it's not twins, but just girls with the same tattoos, haircuts, and makeup?
Like 10 out of every fucking 10 videos. Like
I think I'd feel a little better. Because the other one is kind of really disturbing.
How about you,
all right, Danny?
It is.
I have a question I'm dying to ask you.
Yeah. All right.
Honestly, have you watched more? Honestly, have you watched more than one episode of Fuller House?
I haven't seen any of Fuller House.
Chris?
I haven't seen any of them.
Okay. Rico?
I saw most of an episode.
Most of an episode.
And I tried so hard to please my girlfriend and just sit there and watch it.
I'm giving Rico the fist bump there, because, yeah, brother.
I got to say, they got hotter than I thought they were going to.
Oh, I'm definitely watching it tonight, though. After Space Dicks.
Yes, Stephanie.
New
Stephanie's
surge
got that
Fuller
sweet
House.
Meth body.
Jamie, have you watched more than one episode?
I don't even know what this is.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, what?
Say, I got lost, do yourself too. A favor and avoid it. Dusty, have you watched more than one episode?
Nope.
Nick, I'm just asking you because you're here.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's Full House, but all the kids have grown up and have kids of their own.
But
and
the
they live in the same house, and the twins aren't in it.
The fuck is Full House?
Have a budget
you
yet.
Are you
Full
House?
I have old DVDs.
I'm like 12
old.
Years old. I don't know
Jesse.
What this shit is.
It's a 90s TV
Saget.
Bob,
I'm not trying to be
Bob
cool.
Saget, Dave Coulier, and Stamos.
Uncle Jesse.
They all got back together for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuller House.
And all the girls except the twins. They were only on the first episode. The show is about the failed actresses that were the young girl actresses that aren't the twins, and them trying to be new actresses with a fake family on this show.
I'm just going to have to check it out to try to figure out what the fuck you just said.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like Full House without the twins.
Yeah. Aww. And but they're all grown up.
But they're
and
kind of suburban milfy.
Is somebody playing the twins?
It's like Full House has been going
suburban
this whole time.
Milfy.
We just haven't been seeing it.
They're
now
still
we
babies.
Can see it again.
And they all
they
live
never
together
grew up.
Still?
Well, no. They moved back
do
home.
Do they do it?
Yeah, the sisters.
The sisters
make
all
out
totally
shit.
Make out.
It's all full circle, dude. Wow.
All right. Dusty, in all of history, who would you start a fist fight with? real
all
person.
All of history is the
all of Reno.
No fictional
this is a great
characters.
Fight club question, man.
Yeah, yeah. It no is, fictional it's characters. Fight real club people, and can be theoretical people like
Adam, you know, that kind of thing.
I'd probably beat up Adam.
The very first man?
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of screwed it for us.
Well, you would be in the history books for sure.
I would be.
That would get you there.
Jamie, who would you start a fist fight with?
It's tough. I'm kind of torn. I mean, Andrew Jackson, just to say I did, I'd fucking lose.
Andrew Jackson?
Or if I was looking to win.
Yeah, this
win,
isn't winning a fight. This
if
is starting
a fight. If I was looking to
fight.
Win, it'd be like Gandhi because I'd fucking win.
Pre or post starvation.
So you don't have to win.
Either
like
one. He's not
going to
fight back.
No, this is
like
about
that.
Who would you, who in all of history would you antagonize into a fight? Whether or not you win is immaterial. Mm-hmm. That's a choice you make on who you want to start a fight with. But
gotcha. So that expands the question a little bit.
Okay.
For badassery, it'd be Andrew Jackson because he'd beat me to death with a fucking cane.
Right. That's a great answer, though. Or, and set his dogs on you.
I think we give you a cane, too, and some dogs. Just to make it fair.
Rico. Yes.
I'm not really the kind of guy who, like, plots out a fight. Like, if I get a fight, it's like, I'm not going
to
decide anything.
Who do
you
want to pick a fight with?
I'm pretty easy going.
Bitch.
Like, if I want to fight, I want to fight now. I'm not going to want to fight later.
You don't have any grudges
against
anyone in history?
Well.
See, you should fight him.
I mean, they're personal people. But
well, yeah, no, pick them. Like,
you don't
Tommy,
have to name their names, but
Jerkowitz
like 8th
grade
teacher.
Grade.
Or
yeah.
What?
No, there's shit that you guys don't need to hear about. But like, there's some people I would really fuck up if I could. Yeah.
So, like, that one dude.
Yeah.
You've got somebody in mind?
Yeah.
All right. That one dude is his answer.
That dude.
All
right.
Chris, all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
My grandma's Italian stallion boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend. Ex-boyfriend now.
Nice.
He's a douchebag.
Cool.
He's a douchebag.
Do you want to say his name on the air?
I wouldn't mind cold cock and Bob
Nello.
Dylan.
His name's Nello.
Nello?
Yeah, like Jello, but with less pizzazz on it.
Fuck you, Nello.
All right, Danny, same question to you, sir. Who would you start a fist fight with?
I mean, I'm thinking I'd go back in time and I'd probably punch Hitler in the balls.
Okay. Speaking
you should
of
punch his dad in the balls.
Speaking of Hitler. Danny, you're being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit. Which comedian would you like to be in that clown suit?
Wow.
Chris Farley, dude.
Dude.
That's Dusty's answer. Chris Farley there.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. Mitch Hedberg.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
A popular answer.
He'd be sad for you, too.
Chris? Comedian in a clown suit taking you to
Belushi
the gas chamber, like, say, at Auschwitz.
He'd wind up killing your
Stephen
ass.
Lynch.
Nice. He'd be playing a song for you.
Yeah. We're going to
Rico?
The gas chamber.
When I was a little kid, Dana Carvey was a big inspiration for me. I
Church
thought he was
lady.
A great musician. I started off playing drums. I was always a drummer.
Broccoli?
Freaking rock out. His church lady. He played with Danny DeVito. Fucking killer
the broccoli
solo,
song?
The broccoli song. He plays guitar.
Yeah.
He's in movies. Fucking.
That's a pretty safe bet.
That's a good. That's
the
a
master
good,
of disguise.
I don't think anybody's mentioned him before. All right. He was a big influence.
He's on
a
billboard out on the way to Sacramento.
Yeah, he's playing like the Atlantic.
Jamie,
playing
same
the
question
Indian casinos
to you.
Out there.
Being led to a gas chamber, which comedian would you like to carry you there in a clown suit?
I have to carry them?
No, they're leading you.
Okay, so they're leading me to get gassed, and they're in a clown suit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me think about this. Probably Bill Dimitri Martin, because he's scrawny, and
nice.
I could take him. I could punch the shit out of him and just run.
Which answers the first question.
Right,
I could actually use that for my fist fight question.
And also, right. He's kind of cute, so I mean, like, even if I lose, it's
you
like at least
beat him
a cute
up
guy.
And make out with him.
Yeah,
or,
I could do both. It's like four get really messed up with it.
He could show you a pie chart of why it's good to die in a gas chamber.
All right, Rick,
possibly give you your last kiss.
Are we overdue for your question that you wait for every time?
Oh, are we doing? Are we doing? No.
Okay, you guys are exempt from all this.
Please describe. Yeah, should you want to do it or you?
Go ahead, Rick.
Please describe the circumstances and age at which you lost your virginity.
Oh no!
Dusty,
babysitter.
What?
How old were you?
12.
Oh, where were you? In the living room.
That's
bedroom,
not okay.
Living room.
At your house.
I wanted that story to be so much hotter.
That explains so much.
And listen, it just matter of fact. He's like, yeah, it happened.
Wait,
whatever.
Didn't you say your babysitter was a guy?
Whoa. We are so sorry to ask that question.
No. Uncle I stuck
Terry.
My dick in it and nothing happened.
What?
Lovely Jamie.
How old were you? Wait. I'm not done with Dusty. How old was the babysitter?
15.
Oh, nice. Well, that's okay.
That makes more sense.
That's not like nice. 17 and 12.
It's still not
watch
nice.
Watch my kid.
Okay.
For a 12-year-old, it is.
Yeah.
Remember when you were 12? 15-year-old. She can't even drive, so that's totally fair game.
A 15-year-old chick with a 12-year-old? You're all like, titties,
that's
dude.
That's legit. All right, Jamie, at what age and what circumstances did you first make love, my darling?
I think I was 12.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is awful.
We got a lot of 12s in this room so far.
I like the change of verbiage. Got laid to making love.
Well, that... In some circumstances, like that does make
like
a difference.
Well, we're going to say first time of like actual making love, probably 14.
That's much better.
That's the answer
it's
we're
It's more acceptable.
For.
You knew love at 14?
Wow. Like, weird 14-year-old love. Mostly it was tacos. If you buy me enough tacos, I might fall in love with you.
Carne asada, pastor.
You know, I know a lot of women that doesn't change much as they get older. Rico.
I was 14 as well. First time I got all the way in there, it was after.
It was so there were a couple
so
prior
then it was
attempts.
Halfway.
Well, yeah,
just the tip.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. I traded cherries with a girl after.
And it's hard when you haven't lost yours to get her to do hers because you don't know what you're doing.
And it was actually the night of my very first performance, the very first time I ever played in a band like out for anybody.
That's
dude,
kind of excellent.
Still, pretty cool.
We have a question sometimes: has music ever gotten you laid? Yes, the very first time.
Well, the thing is, it's got me laid my whole life, but I didn't know that.
You're the fucking man,
I didn't know
dude.
That's why
he
I was
thought it was a guy who always
you didn't
says
know
yes.
It? Did they like do
he
it?
He thought
like,
it says don't believe the hype.
Well, no, I
he
didn't know it was because I play guitar.
He thought it was his innate looks and charm.
Oh.
Well, no, I didn't play guitar thinking I was gonna be a rock star. I like to fiddle around with shit, so I've learned how to play guitar. And
every time you put on side B of Led
fiddle
Zeppelin
around.
4, man,
he's very good.
Yep.
Like
every time, all of a sudden, bam, the shirt's off.
That's right.
Led Zeppelin 4, side 2.
Yep.
Downstairs, Chris.
Just listen when Timon was talking, man.
The lady will have a cold.
Well, I'm going to break the 14-year-old barrier here.
He was 30.
God.
No.
He was 30.
Yeah. I'm still looking for the first. No. I was actually a late bloomer. I was 18, and it was in the in a car. In the parking lot of a hockey rink next to a Mexican soccer field.
Wow.
With a bunch
in the back of a Volkswagen bug?
No,
yes!
It was a Yukon. It was a Yukon. It was nice.
It was nice.
And
sounds like a visit to grandma, not like
bunch of Mexican soccer players
this
walking
is from
around
the girl that
the,
loved it 14.
Around the car looking in the window, so.
Oh, so the first time was a public event.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. Hey.
Nice.
Well, technically, it was the first, like, three times. You know, the first time I was just trying to get out of the pants, and then...
All right. Well, all right, moving along to the next contestant.
I think that's you, Danny.
Yeah, Danny.
Hey. I was 13, and I'm from Greggle, so it was in a trailer.
Were you related?
I mean, it's hard,
not at
the it's time. Hard to say.
Not sure.
No, it was this girl from Sacramento.
Excellent.
She smoked cigarettes and wore Daisy Dukes, and I saw her clam one day, and I was like, whoa, man, your clam's sticking out of your pants. And she was just like... She's just like,
you
yeah, you
want
to fuck it? And I remember going into the trailer, and we had like a little radio with batteries, and we were playing like CCR. And then like,
what'd you do with the batteries?
You're painting a beautiful picture,
yeah,
man.
She pulled her pants and undies down, and like light shined through, and it was like, oh! Like it was like the light hit her pubes.
That was
right.
The crabs yelling.
And then I was like, I was so young that
was
I didn't even.
She smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, she totally,
out of the side
totally
of her
was.
Mouth when this whole thing went down,
she was totally smoking cigarettes.
That's awesome.
Smoking. Fish.
And I was so young and still like self conscious that I just pulled my dick out of my boxer hole.
I think that's how you're supposed
don't
to
look
do
at my
it.
Balls.
I was like, don't look at my nuts. They're weird.
My pubes are just coming in.
I only got one.
I got
they. Does anybody actually have good-looking nuts? Like, I feel like they're all weird.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my
Hitler's
brain.
I feel like,
my
what is the beauty
you ever saw?
What is the beauty standard
I
for
feel
nuts?
Like in the light,
I've only
in
seen
the right
ugly
light.
Balls
you know,
myself.
Some people like dangly. Some people just like large, you know, shaved.
I feel like in the light, in the right light, mine are fairly...
Let me check them out later.
Danny, I got to say, Battleborn.
Check it out.
That was, that's a Battleborn.
Actually, there was
story.
Like a gun pulled on me after that too.
Whoa!
There's a gun in the story. Let's keep going. With
yeah,
this.
No, yeah, keep going, Danny. Okay, well, how does the gun come in,
so
into the story?
I was in this kind of trailer behind the people's house, and they thought I was boning their daughter, which I wasn't. But
somebody
the,
else's daughter.
Yeah, but it was her friend, and the dude pulled the gun out and put it on my forehead. And he had a Swiss accent. It was so scary. Are you fucking my daughter?
Daughter in there?
Are you fucking my daughter? No, she wasn't.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
No, I was like, I swear to God, I'm just fucking this other
Swiss
chick.
Swiss dude out in the sticks.
Yeah. And I thought the trailer was just like fully abandoned, that like nobody was going to come out there.
Did you ever try to fuck
like
this Swiss girl?
But it was like their trailer?
I didn't try and fuck. She wanted to fuck me, but she was like, we will fuck now. Yes, I will drag you to trailer. We fuck now. And I was like, no. She was like a football player.
Oh, okay.
But her
not attracted to her.
I wasn't attracted. Okay. But her friend was, like, cool. I mean,
not
Daisy Dukes and cigarettes.
Not like Daisy Dukes, right? How cool
she
is that?
She took your
like,
fucking cherry away.
Daisy Dukes and, like, a white
she
snake shirt and a
cool.
cigarette. Like,
with clams hanging out.
We were sitting in a treehouse, and she was sitting on, like, a chair, and I was sitting on the floor, and I just turned my head and was like, right into her vagina. I was like, wow.
Yeah, she knew.
I could see
her.
Yeah. Did she tell you,
that
don't
was
just stare at it? That was an accident.
Yeah. No, she was just, I was like, oh my God, I got all red. And I was like, I could see your pussy. And she's just like, spread her legs wider. And I was like, oh man, I'm getting fucked.
Yeah.
Do you like it really in your face?
Totally in my face.
God. That's some very colorful storytelling. Thank you.
Would you like some vagisil?
Right. You got any astro there?
It's a little warm in the room, so Nick, I want to go to the rapid fire question.
Rapid fire!
I'm going to start with my favorite. Okay. Dusty, Richard Simmons or Rip Taylor? Go. Pick one.
Richard Simmons.
What's a Rip Taylor?
I gotta say Richard Simmons.
Downstairs, Chris.
Rip Taylor.
Danny?
Yeah, Rip Taylor.
Okay.
All right. Elvis or Beatles? Dusty.
Elvis.
Beatles?
Elvis.
Downstairs.
Elvis.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Haven't seen either.
What?
She's not a nerd, Chris.
Yeah.
Ask me about video games, man.
Downstairs?
Star Wars.
All right, two Star Wars guys. All right, well, this is not
helping. Who wants to fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Donkey or a walrus, go.
Donkey. Have you seen a walrus?
Dude, they're the biggest walrus.
Yeah, they fucking smash.
They're huge. Yeah, walrus.
I think everybody's already in on walrus.
Donkey. We're all on the walrus band. Right.
Such controversy.
I am the walrus.
Cuckoo-choo.
Bless you.
Elvis.
Yeah,
no said, dude.
Let's go with...
in an octopus's garden.
AIDS or cancer?
40-pound colon.
Johnny Cash or Johnny Paycheck?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, that's a dumb question.
Yeah.
I don't know what the second one is.
Right. Take this what? Job and shove it.
I ain't working here no more.
No noodling!
That's a dumb song.
We're in Reno. Don't we have to pick
Johnny
Cash?
Oh, I know one. Bob Dylan or Bob Marley? Dusty, go.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan or Bob Marley?
Bob Marley.
Marley.
What?
Downstairs?
Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Three Dylans and two Marleys. Pretty divided.
Eric said Marley?
Rico's the hippie.
AIDS or cancer?
No, I'm not the
Dusty.
Hippie.
What kind of cancer?
No, it's just a rapid fire question, so you have to pick
AIDS
one.
AIDS or cancer? Pick one.
Fuck. Cancer.
Balls cancer.
I got cancer coming.
Downstairs?
Well, I like how you get AIDS.
The high five.
Like how you get cancer, so AIDS.
Yeah, four AIDS and a cancer.
The high five.
Oh, no, wait.
Four
cancers
and
AIDS.
Cancers and AIDS.
You could deal.
Sorry.
You move on.
At least with
like
cancer, you can tell your
cancer.
Family.
Got clipped off, no problem.
Nice.
But pancreatic cancer, dude, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's good to
you're
be
done.
Specific.
That's
but in the rapid fire. Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, God.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
Cancers.
I've never tasted diarrhea so puke.
When you're climbing up a ladder and you hear something splatter.
All right, nice answer. Zombo, did you have some questions for these guys?
Oh, you got to go to Zombo.
Right.
Alien or
is this
predator?
A real guy?
Zombo asked you, alien or predator?
Alien or predator?
Alien.
I ain't seen that movie.
Predator.
Fucking predator.
Predator.
Still predator.
All right.
Predator.
Poltergeist or Saw?
Poltergeist.
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 Downstairs.
Poltergeist.
Nice, the '80s one, Toby Hooper. He also did the Leatherface, the Texas Chainsaw. Anywho, would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Sometimes it's not. It's the same thing.
No. Dusty. Dusty says arrested. Okay.
Probably beat up.
I'd like to try arrested.
Something new.
I've been beat up.
Chris.
Beat up.
Danny.
Arrested. Maybe I'll write another song about it.
Ah,
yeah,
nice.
Good song.
Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Nope.
Yo, Dre, fools.
Nice. Third answer. Downstairs, Chris.
Yep.
Elvis.
And Danny?
Tupac.
All right.
The poet.
Notorious is pretty badass, though, man.
Prince or David Bowie?
David Bowie.
Bowie.
Prince. Fucking badass guitar player.
He downstairs?
Oh, that's tough. But I think Bowie. I like Bowie, bud.
Modern Love, though.
Chris.
It's
Bowie.
Like one of my favorite all-time songs.
All right. Mostly Bowie on this guy.
Yeah,
Modern Love's nice. A great tune. Awesome.
Yeah, but how many chicks did Prince take your attention away from, you know? Like, Bowie's been stealing attention from me forever. I haven't even met the guy.
Yeah, that's true. Riku, did you have some questions for these folks?
Circumcised or not?
Yeah.
Are you cut or not?
Are you circumcised or not? That's what my daughter asks you.
Yeah. No.
I am not.
What do you prefer?
You're not from Africa.
I prefer, cut.
Yeah.
All right.
They don't look as terrifying. Like a horrible little worm with like a meat jacket.
We need to cut that out of the show, Rick.
Yeah.
We need to keep that one forever.
And now we get to hear from the rest of the men in the room. So.
All right, Rico.
I'm very well trimmed.
All right.
Not too much.
Downstairs, Chris.
Convertible.
Nice.
My banana's peeled.
He's Jewish.
I'm very Jewish. Cool. They cut it
right.
up.
Right. Yeah, the that's not a choice. Person.
Okay.
I think they have my foreskin in a photo album somewhere.
Dude, he did the whole Jew thing.
Oh, food question. Do you prefer tacos or pizza?
Tacos.
Fucking tacos.
Yeah.
Downstairs,
please.
I'm pizza.
Pink tacos.
All right.
Four tacos
waiting
for that out of you two.
Chinese or Mexican?
Mexican.
Dude, Chinese.
I fucking but your love favorite food, tacos? Man. You can maybe do this.
Downstairs.
Was it true that the Chinese went sideways?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It's totally true.
I'd like to see that.
Are we talking about girls?
Are we talking
Mexican.
About
no, next question.
Oh, yeah. I can't choose between food.
or where your products come
Chinese.
From.
Rick, do you have any you want to throw out?
We hit everything that was important to me.
All right. No. Creed or Nickelback?
Oh, yeah.
Dustier. Aww.
Creed.
I don't know what Creed is, but it's got to be better than Nickelback.
Creed shreds.
All right, downstairs.
Creed, I guess. Fuck.
All Wait, Creed?
No
Creed
effects.
Shreds.
Which STD no, do
right.
you want?
Now, no, wait. That's the next question. Nickelback or a cold sore? Dusty.
Cold sore.
Nickelback.
Cold sore every time.
Cold sores all over.
Chris?
Nice.
Chris and Danny?
No effects.
Cold sore.
That is herpes, guys.
Chewbacca for the win.
No effects because of heavy petting zoo is God. An acceptable answer.
All right, a couple of geek Amen. Questions. Superman or Batman?
Batman.
Dude,
Batman.
Batman
He's
all the
so
way around.
Vague.
All right. Iron Man or Captain America?
Iron Man.
Captain America got the booty.
Captain America since I was
Iron Man.
Yay high.
Tony Stark's Captain badass.
All right.
Spider-Man or Brian Boitano?
Iron Man can fly. Spider-Man.
Wait, what?
What
Spider-Man or Brian Boitano?
Don't they both have white goo coming out of their hands?
Spider-Man, he's got the sex they
both saved the world.
Spider-Man again because of the booty.
Nice.
Spider-Man, he's got the sex move.
Downstairs?
Yeah. Named after
Spider-Man?
That's a James Brown movie.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Pow, yeah.
Spray your web all over me. would you rather be gay or have red hair?
There you go.
Oh, shit.
Gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger.
Redhead?
Both.
Nice. Both.
I think if I was gay, I would like to be gay. If I was redhead, I probably wouldn't like to be redhead.
That is so well thought
Wait,
out.
Wait, natural or like bright, screaming
natural.
Redhead?
Natural.
Natural. Yeah,
like you're a ginger
red.
Ginger.
And like
moly
no,
freckles.
I don't want to lose my soul.
Soulless.
I'll be gay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Super fucking gay.
You're going gay. Okay.
They're turning
downstairs?
Into unicorns.
Downstairs.
Okay.
Hot chicks with red hair. They're unicorns.
I've never tried dick, so who knows? I might like it.
But you'd all rather be gay than red hair. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, because you're like Eric said.
Gingerphobes.
You want to be gay.
Yeah, if you're gay, I mean, you're going to, you know.
You're happy to be
you're happy.
Gay.
All right. In this day and age.
All right, let's wrap
you're
this
gay
up.
Gay to be gay.
This is my last question. It is not necessarily a rapid fire, but I want to know, what would your last meal consist of, starting with Dusty Go?
Tacos.
All right.
Like a mountain of sushi, but eaten specifically off of a naked Japanese lady.
Ooh, I like her style.
Wow. I like
chicken
sushi,
fried
peas,
steak and eggs, over medium, hash browns, OJ. Put everything from breakfast.
Chicken fried steak.
Yeah. Downstairs? Chicken fried steak.
Oh, man, filet mignon with like mashed potatoes.
Filet mignon?
Oscar style?
Filet mignon, yeah.
Filet
mignon?
Flaming Miners. Okay,
New York steak with a prime rib, a filet mignon, some carne asada.
So steak with a side of steak.
A whole mess of tacos.
You're already gay. You love
big,
meat.
I thought you were going to say every meal.
See, and they're going to make you eat all that.
A big pizza.
Until they take you
tube
to
steak.
The gas chamber with a clown.
Or a big, let's go with a big deep dish pizza.
And Chris will be paying
a
to
whole
watch.
Mess of bratwurst.
There you go. There's the tube meat.
Tube
we gotta
steak.
Have the,
we're sensing a pattern here. I think we can just say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Rory, total up, and Rick, tell them what they want. I'm going to have to say that this, you know, there's a lot of high scores here, but coming in the lead with 3 stars next to his points is Chris.
Woo!
Downstairs.
You finally won something.
Quite funny. Loser in life, winner on the quiz. Thanks for playing, Chris.
You know, that's great to be here.
I gotta get at least 1 star, right?
No.
Rick? Chris will share with you down there.
Jamie got a star.
Chris won the whole thing.
Oh.
Yes, hold and Chris, you have
Chris
won a fabulous Effin' Punk's beer cozy.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And assorted stickers from the Worst of the Podcast.
Nice.
And a hand job redeemable at any Dogwater Studios location.
All right. Is there a time limit on that?
No.
Okay.
An hour.
Not as.
There's no expiration on that.
Hey, wait. Nope. Wait like another 30 years and Rick won't have any teeth. It'll be
a lot
more fun.
Dude, a velvet rub? Oh, God.
All right.
There's no beer in
all right, let's rescue ourselves from ourselves and go into another song by
Absolutely.
Dusty Miles and the Crying
Shame. More music.
Let's play Baby Blue.
All right, I got to do backups on this one, so I'm going to steal my own vocal mic.
Well, you can if you want to.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway.
Ha!
Ha! Everybody set?
Nobody says anything.
I'm off like a prom dress.
Nope.
I have my
penis
in my
hand. I'm out like a fat girl in dodgeball.
Fuck it.
Here we go, Baby Blue.
Lost in the sun.
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, shit, you guys.
Shit, you guys.
Rory, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it is a little bit late, so we're going to wrap up the show right now. Ladies and gentlemen.
You guys just quit talking so fucking much.
I know.
Sometimes you just got to wrap it up.
And we'll clear. We'll finish up with one more song.
Not
right, you guys?
Danny.
Right?
Sure. Wow.
I haven't said a word.
Right.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, all right, one more time. Jamie Crush, Solitude, the benefit show on June 10th at Isles Tea House on Center Street.
Yep, 5:30 p.m.
Bang.
And I just learned we got Desi Food that's going to be serving up samosas and doing freaking henna for $5. So
Hey.
Come down, get some really good food. Get,
get
some
your
henna.
Shit stained.
Is that a temporary tattoo?
I knew a chick named Henna once, and it cost me way more than $5.
And Dusty Miles and Brian Shamer are going to be there, too.
So. Oh, yeah.
You got to talk about that after the show. Okay. But it sounds like a nice lineup you got over there. Dusty, what's the next time you guys are playing? What was that you said?
We're going to be at the Peppermill during
Terrace Lounge
Rodeo Weekend on... Terrace Lounge.
Terrace Lounge.
June 24th and 25th will be there.
But please check them out on Facebook. Find Solitude. There's an events page somewhere out there on the internet. Go see local music. Support local art. Go support local charities.
We'll
this is good shit.
Put a link on that flyer on our website. So
you still know how to get on that Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
Facebookery.
Facebook World News.
I probably check in about every 2 minutes or so.
So once again, I want to thank everybody who came out for Mary Anarchy this weekend. Me too. All of our me loyal too. Listeners, all the Reno fans. I know people are going to be musicians. Asking. So we raised over $2,000 with the final
nice.
Numbers not in, but it's over $2,000.
Nice.
So what's
awesome.
Your name? Krakula. We love you, Kula. All right. So for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, Mr. Baker, and the entire Worst Little Podcast crew, including the local bands, Dusty Miles and the Clarion Shame, and Jamie Crush, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Don't let it go. We'll take my soul. Don't let this feeling go. I've been gone so long. Closer still, 'cause my love's too strong.
Good show.
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?
Dog Water Studios.
They tell youngsters that it's smart, it's thrilling, it provides kicks to be a homosexual, a sadist, and every other kind of deviant.
Mm-hmm.